Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Donkey of the day for Friday, October 30th. I was sitting back thinking about this, and you know, everybody is like, give Lil Wayne donkey of the day, give Lil Wayne donkey of the day. And my instinct immediately, my discernment told me, no, that's a waste of time at a time like this. And I guess that's why I have gathered you all around today during this donkey of the day, because if Tuesday, November 3rd, the last day to vote in this year's presidential election, if this is indeed the most important election of our lifetime, and Donald Trump is indeed the most dangerous president of our lifetime, if all that is true, then why, oh, why are we all so easily distracted? First, let me catch you up to speed. Lil Wayne met with Donald J. Trump, and he tweeted a pic with Trump that says, just had a great meeting with Donald Trump. Besides what he's done so far with criminal reform, the Platinum Plan is going to give the community real ownership. He listened to what we had to say today and assured he will and can get it done, end quote. Now, for those who've read the Platinum Plan, who have actually read it and can actually tell you what's in it, you know, I don't know. Some people say the Platinum Plan is just one page. I don't care if it's one page. That one page might say in the first 100 days, I'm giving black people reparations. It doesn't say that, but it could on one page. OK, if all I'm saying is for those people who have actually read the Platinum Plan, people like the good brother Roland Martin, I understand you're disappointed seeing a black man like Lil Wayne with so much influence standing next to a fascist. But instead of calling Wayne stupid as F and calling him a dumbass and encouraging other black men to cuss him out, just school everyone else who may be watching on why the Platinum Plan is whack. I would also school people to the fact that don't be distracted by that alleged $500 billion Trump plans to invest in black communities. Okay, trust me when I tell you, black people are not on the Trump administration's agenda, nor will we ever be. None of those federal judges he's given lifetime appointments to give a damn about black folks, period. All of our civil liberties are at risk, okay? Actually, so many of our civil liberties have already been rolled back under Trump and his administration. But let's discuss what I think is the larger issue. If Tuesday is indeed the day, the most important election of our lifetime, if it is indeed that, then act like it. How can y'all be so easily distracted at a time like this? When I tell you I don't care who Lil Wayne chooses to endorse, I truly don't care. People speak out of both sides of their mouth on issues like this. On one side, people say nobody cares what rappers have to say about politics. But then on the other side, y'all, the general public, will spend all day caring about what this man, Lil Wayne, has to say about politics. That's all you did all day yesterday was tweet about Lil Wayne's opinion on politics. And this morning radio shows like The Breakfast Club, TV talk shows, if they aren't already pre-taped, will discuss what they think about Lil Wayne's opinion on politics. Once again, when I tell you I don't care if Lil Wayne wants to support Trump, I don't care. For a few reasons. Number one, when I vote my interests. Some of my interests are self-serving, but they're my interests. Okay. There are also things that benefit a large majority of people, like mental health. That's why I'm voting for Senator Kamala Harris, because I love her mental health plan. I want that in the White House. George Floyd Policing Act. I want to help flip the Senate so we can get that passed. Those are things that I care about. So I don't need anyone's endorsement to help me with my voting decision. Number two reason I don't care if Wayne or any other black person wants to support Trump is black people are not monolithic. I don't care how many of us you see with dreads and tattoos. We are not monolithic. And I'm here for black people thinking freely about their politics, even if I don't agree with their politics. Is Lil Wayne being used as a pawn? Sure. But what's the saying? If you can't be used, you're useless. Just don't let people misuse you. Is the Trump administration misusing Lil Wayne? Sure. That pic they posted yesterday did exactly what it was intended to do. Cause confusion. Got all of us distracted. Instead of talking about the most important election of our lifetime, we spent hours talking about Lil Wayne and who he chose to endorse. I also want us to be very careful in regards to how we come at Lil Wayne, in regards to his endorsement of Donald Trump, because what you say about Wayne could apply to you or your favorite celebrity. I'm on record saying I don't care if it's a celebrity or a person who delivers packages for Amazon. If you are an American, you have the right to an informed opinion about who you want to vote for. Okay, your vote is your right, period. And once again, I'm all for black people thinking freely about their politics, even if I don't agree with their politics. But we have to be careful, because if we shouldn't listen to Wayne about politics and who to vote for, then who is qualified to be listened to? See, if Wayne would have endorsed Biden, you'd be retweeting and loving his support. But since he didn't endorse your candidate, he shouldn't be talking about politics. Wait a minute. Are y'all telling Lil Wayne to shut up and rap? Well, dig this. If Wayne shouldn't speak on politics, none of us in entertainment should. None of us are political operatives, strategists, campaign managers. Why should people listen to us when we tell them who to vote for? Why should people listen to Cardi B? Why should people listen to LeBron James with his More Than a Vote campaign? Why should people listen to Diddy with his Vote or Die? I'm just trying to see what are the qualifications here. Okay, is it celebrities are only allowed to endorse who you are voting for, but if they don't, they aren't qualified? I'm confused. But once again, I'm fine with Black people thinking freely about their politics, even if I don't agree with their politics. Look, folks are allowed to be wrong. Voting is a constitutional right. So if you want to be on the wrong side of history, that's on you. I think Wayne's endorsement of Trump is loud and wrong, but he has the right to be that. All I'm telling y'all is don't spend these last few days focusing on what you see as a problem. If you truly believe the solution is voting, because the most important election of our lifetime is Tuesday, stay focused. You are going to see some very strange things all weekend. It's going to be a lot of distractions. We have bigger issues to deal with. I know everybody is enthused by the early voter turnout, but I saw Eric Holder, former Attorney General Eric Holder, on Don Lemon last night, and he said Republicans are cheating and we should all vote in person because he believes mail-in ballots will be discounted by the Supreme Court. Then you hear people say early voting is cool, but that Republican walk-up on Tuesday is going to be crazy. You know, people actually going to the polls, Republicans are going to be massive. Then you have some people saying Black voter turnout is down in key swing states like Michigan and Florida. Then you have some people who say Biden is going to win in a blowout. Then some folks say it's going to be tight and Trump can get blown out in the popular vote but still win the Electoral College. I don't know what's going to happen Tuesday. I just know not going to be normal, okay? None of this has been normal, and it won't end normal. And I don't have time, and neither do you, to be distracted at a time like this. If this is indeed the most important election of our lifetime, act like it. Please give all our people who are so easily distracted at a time like this the biggest hee-haw. All right. The same energy you had, you know, for Wayne, use that energy to work in some polls or post on social media to tell folks where to drop their ballots off early or encourage people to, you know, actually go vote in person if they haven't done, you know, absentee ballot yet. You know, post real information about the candidates you are voting for to combat all the misinformation that we know we're going to see over the next few days. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, let's talk Reason. Reason was here earlier, and he said this.
I feel like women should give men that are faithful credit for that. Like, women will act like it's the same thing as a woman being faithful. It's just not the same thing.
I feel like it just doesn't come up. If your man isn't cheating on you, then you're not talking about it because everything's fine, like, with that.
True, but I'm just saying, like, if you have a dude and he's faithful, like, I think that, like, you don't necessarily have to say thank you for being faithful.
Baby, did you cheat today?
Yeah, exactly. You don't got to say thank you for being faithful. I'm just saying that.
Gold star.
It should be looked at and given credit to.
You sure you want to go down this road?
No. It's what y'all wanted to do.
What's the question?
I got a happy home.
What's the question?
800-585-1051. What is the question?
Should you get credit for being faithful?
Now, when you say credit, what do you mean credit? Explain.
I'm just
credit.
Going off what Reason said, young man. I can talk about this when we come back.
All right.
Should you get credit for being faithful?
He's saying it's a hard thing to do, and so women should give men credit for being faithful, and that's it, period. That's what he thinks.
All right, let's talk about
it. Instead of saying
it's
something you're supposed to do, because he knows that if you're in a relationship, you're supposed to be faithful, right? Like, it's
all
hard.
All right, let's talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.